You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.
Hello, my name is Celine Biffi. I'm from Italy, from Milan, and I'm the founder and executive director of Youth Action for Change, which is an online global platform for and by young people, reaching out to youth in over 120 countries worldwide.
Fantastic. So tell us a bit about why you've established Youth Action for Change, and really, how does it work?
Well, actually, that was totally serendipitous because I was selected to represent my country at IYP, the International Youth Parliament, in Sydney back in 2004. Actually, my idea was to establish a global website, but a website for Italian young people so that they could exchange point of views, share perspectives, go to conferences, networking, and all that sort of stuff. But actually, when I went there, there were so many young people from maybe over 100 countries, and they had amazing skills, but I was actually lacking those very skills. And like me, there are so many other people who wanted to do something in their own communities, but they just didn't have opportunities, they just didn't have skills. So I decided to create, to create a bridge, in order to for these two different groups to communicate and to facilitate skills and networks and all this sort of stuff. And this is actually how it all came about.
Okay, and how does it work then? You know, because you've established yourself now, you've been going for a couple of years. So how does it work? How do people get involved?
Well, actually, since the very beginning, we based our offer on online courses facilitated by young people themselves. And well, up to now, the courses have been run from 1 to 3 months maximum, with weekly lectures being sent out via email. And, well, it was like, you know, a group of friends, informal learning, that sort of stuff. But we wanted to do more, and right now we are building up a new e-learning platform. We are trying to come up with a list of speakers with more innovative and engaging courses for young people, dealing with a different kind of subjects at once. The thing is that we've been the first organization online to use the peer-to-peer methodology to teach young people a vast and full array of subjects, because before we started out with Youth Action for Change, the only organization doing peer-to-peer courses was UNFPA, the United Nations Fund for Population Activities. And they were doing so only for reproductive health, HIV/AIDS, and that was it. So somehow Youth Action for Change paved the way to a new sort of online informal learning.
So why did you go down that peer-to-peer education route and not maybe get in someone, you know, who's a teacher or someone, you know, to pay to do this? Why the peer-to-peer model?
Well, actually, because my friends and I, we all wanted to do something. We all wanted to be change makers in our communities. But we were all very young at that point of time. We were all students and, well, we were all broke. So we could not, you know, we could not afford to pay someone to do this, to do the job for us. So we just decided to send out emails to all of our contacts, all of our networks, and wait for people to get back in touch with us and see what we could do actually with their expertise, with their skills.
Brilliant. And give us a sense of scale as well. How many people have been through the Youth Action for Change or you have contacts with, and how many countries? Give us a sense of the scale of it all.
All right. Right now we have over 600 members from over 100 countries, but our courses have been attended by over 1,300 young people from over 120 different countries worldwide on that continent.
Carry on. 90 what?
Yeah, well, 95% of our users are from developing countries.
Wow.
And the thing is that they come from countries, you know, far apart as Panama, Papua New Guinea, the Democratic Republic of the Congo. But the thing that you really see that, you know, bring us together is the fact that we all have this sort of feeling of belonging. We all want to do something. We all want to make change happen in our communities. So somehow, it doesn't matter where you live. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what your religion, culture, economic status or whatever. Like, we are all there for a purpose. And that is, like, to make change happen, to improve something doesn't matter how small it is, but like to have an impact in the community we live in.
And give us a few examples, if you would, about young people who have attended the courses and now gone on to do better things or to adopt those kind of skills and to impact on the community. Tell us a few examples, if you can.
Okay, I really would like to share the story of this young man from Pakistan. His name is Liaquat Ali. He was a participant in our last course, and that was a course on youth empowerment and participation taught by Mr. Arthur Gillette, who used to be the director of Youth and Sport Division of UNESCO. And actually, the course was kind of intense, but Arthur really wanted to give his participants, skills that they could take and apply back in their own communities. So this guy from Pakistan actually took part of the material from the course and made a sort, well, drafted a brief youth policy, like very, not very detailed, but there was a rough sketch. And actually, that short draft youth policy, whatever, was adopted at the regional level by his government. And, well, for us, that was, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't expect people... I mean, you do expect people to do something, but you never know the extent to which people will go. You don't know the extra mile people will go with the courses, with the skills you provide them.
That is fantastic,
so, yeah.
And tell us tell us a bit about, how you use the, how you actually run it. You say about email list, you send courses out through online email list. How do people register? What is it, like a forum? Do they have to go through a registration process? What?
Well, actually, this will be the old policy as of March, because up to now, all of our courses have been like sent out via email, and there were like a Yahoo groups for each course, and that was it. But as of March, we are sort of we are launching a new website, and with that, we will have a new e-learning platform with video conferencing features, chatting, and chats and all that sort of stuff. So I mean, like, courses won't just be, like your regular lecture that you get once a week, you get it through it, and assignments here and there. It's more of a interaction between different people, and I don't think we will allow 300 people to register for a single course, because that's way too much, and I mean, you don't really get results out of it. So probably we will just allow 20 to 30 people maximum, and so that we can sort of monitor them and how they do throughout the course and what they're going to do with the skills that they learn. So I mean, something more focused, something more more real.
Definitely.
So to say.
No, that sounds exciting, and we'll watch how that develops. Let's wrap this interview up with a question about the future. How do you see Youth Action for Change developing it? And you're talking about a new website, but where do you see it in the long term?
Okay, well, I think that I should start by saying that as I'm an aging youth activist, I won't be involved with it like for many years to come, but apart from that, I think that, like, what lies ahead, well, probably more partnerships with universities, institutions and organizations like NGOs, the UN. We are working on that right now. Probably we would also like to work out a list of speakers so that people can sort of, choose the person they want to interact with. And in case it's done by institutions or university, they will have to pay a small fee, like, I don't know, $5, $10. But the rest of our course would be run for free as they are now. And, that's it pretty much. I mean, I wanted to, I'd like it to be more interactive. I'd like it to be like a real tool that people can use
That's
to affect change somehow.
Well, I'm sure it will, and I'd just like to thank you for giving up your time to speak to Media Snackers, Celine. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
You're listening to a Media Snackers podcast. Check us out at mediasnackers.com.